Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now another round of Brian Lehrer Show Advice Roulette. And today it's in honor of Equal Pay Day. By some estimates, women still earn on average about 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. And so today, as you may know, symbolizes how long into the year a woman has to work to earn what a man in the same job earned just in 2013. So on this Equal Pay Day, women, call in with the job-related advice question you have, 212-433-WNYC. The catch? Then you'll need to give advice to one of your fellow listeners. So give us a call with your job-related questions, woman to woman, on Equal Pay Day, 212-433-9692. You get the idea? And even though this is in honor of Equal Pay Day, it doesn't have to be only money-related. Maybe you're pregnant and are uncomfortable about telling your boss. Maybe you're planning to leave your job soon and you also don't want to tell your boss. Do you need advice on those hard conversations at work? Give us a call, 212-433-9692, for the special edition of Advice Roulette. Ask for advice and then be prepared to give advice to the next caller in line, 212-433-9692, women on Equal Pay Day. If you want tips negotiating more vacation time, maybe someone can help you, or more flexible hours, or permission to work from home a few days a week, maybe you want to ask somebody how you might approach that. Maybe another listener has already worked this out and can give you tips, 212-433-9692 for Equal Pay Day Advice Roulette. Or maybe you're in a particular industry and you're looking for very specific advice. Do you work in a male-dominated industry like tech or engineering and you want advice on how to ask a team of male supervisors for a promotion? 212-433-9692. You get the idea. It's Advice Roulette on The Brian Lehrer Show, a special edition today for Equal Pay Day. Women, call up to ask any piece of advice related to the workplace, but be prepared to give a piece to the next caller, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Advice Roulette kicks off right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with an Equal Pay Day edition of Advice Roulette. We are opening up the phones for any women listening right now to call in and ask any other woman listening right now, whoever you get when we spin the roulette wheel, of course, for a piece of career or workplace-related advice, 212-433-WNYC. The catch, as always on Advice Roulette, is that you then have to be willing to give a piece of advice to the next person up. 212-433-WNYC if you want to get in line and participate in this. 212-433-9692. And we'll start with Rebecca in Manhattan. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've really enjoyed your show for a while.
Thanks so much. Now, to kick this off, I'm going to give you a question that we got via social media as we've been soliciting these through the day. So you get to give a piece of advice before you ask for yours.
Sure.
And the question that we got is posted on our Facebook page. And the question is this from Irina, who asks, when applying for a new job, do you have to be honest about your current salary? What would you say to Irina?
I would say, you know, it depends on the circumstances and what job you're being hired for. So, for example, if you've switched industries and you were at a higher salary, there's many ways to frame the conversation. And even though you're being asked a very specific question, it doesn't require necessarily lying to then really discuss what your value is and a range that you've enjoyed in terms of being compensated in the past and what that compensation has entitled. Oh. So it doesn't necessarily directly relate to a number.
Of your last immediate salary.
Correct.
But don't get caught, right? But don't get caught. Like, if they're asking a very specific thing and you think they may check your references and check your current salary, just be very cautious. I guess I would add that.
Yeah, I'm not – so I wasn't advocating that somebody lie, right? I was advocating that somebody reframe the question to suit what the information they wanted
reframe
to.
Reframe the question.
Right.
Gotcha.
And more often than not, what I will usually do is say, what is the range that's being offered? Or just say it that way and say, I would like on the high end.
Good. All right. Irina, hopefully that serves you. Thank you for that, Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, you get to ask a question of Quincy in Freeport. Quincy, you there?
Hi.
Hi. Quincy, Rebecca. Rebecca, Quincy.
How are you? And thank you, Bill. It's so nice to be on your show.
Thanks. Rebecca, go ahead.
So my question was, any tips for negotiating that higher salary up front with for a new position?
Well, usually for a new position, I like to come in with all my credentials and, you know, really, like, list all my strengths that will help me the most with that particular position. And so when I come to salary, I, like, try to bring all these things into account and also the, like, cost of living and just kind of communicate that with my employer, but still being humble, but, you know, not, like, out of the box, you know, something that they can work with.
Thanks. Can I ask you a question, Brian?
Yeah.
Real quick. I don't want to bog this down.
Have you ever specifically negotiated for higher pay up front at a job?
Negotiated for higher pay than they were offering?
Negotiated for your highest salary up front. Any tips?
Oh, aim high, but not out of range. That's it. And yes, I have. You mean coming into a new job and asking for what you want and negotiating and... You know, I've been in this job for a long time, so these are old tips. But I would say that, you know, you can always try to ask for something more than they offer you and see how it goes. I've also had the experience of listing a desired salary on a written application that I had to mail into a company that was so crazy that they didn't even get back to me, even though I might have been a good candidate. So I went that way. Made that mistake too. All right, Quincy, you get to ask Natalie in Montclair for a piece of advice. Natalie, okay. Are there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so my question is, recently I kind of had a dispute with a coworker, and when I told another coworker who kind of like my supervisor about it, we kind of had to go to the principal of our institution. And so I kind of just want to know what's the best way to talk to the coworker I had a dispute with and say, like, you know, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to get you in trouble. I just was, like, this needed to be said and I couldn't keep it quiet.
I think the best way is to be upfront, but if you are sorry, be apologetic. And if there's something that they also did, tell them, and don't hold it back because, you know, you can't change what already happened. All you can do is try to, if you did something wrong, to fix it, or if they did something wrong, to address it. Okay, so I guess that's the best advice I could give.
All right, Quincy, good luck out there. Natalie, you get
to
ask
Brian.
Hannah in Manhattan for a piece of advice. Hannah?
Yes, hi, Brian.
Natalie in Montclair, Hannah in Manhattan.
Hi. Okay, so I'm in college, and I'm a political science major and a dance and journalism double minor. And I realized that as I'm in college, I realized that the things that I love are journalism and dance more than political science. but I don't know if I should switch my major to journalism and then be a political science minor, even because then I might have to be in college for 4.5 or 5 years.
Oh, wow. I think that you should stick with what you love, because I think that, you know, with something like journalism, there's so many ways to approach it, and to have a wider range of references sometimes and experiences, you will find that some employers, I think, will, you know, respond to that well. And once you get out of college, you know, you can absolutely start interning at a, you know, at a newspaper or something where you can, you know, gain experience that way.
Although I would add, as someone who's worked in journalism and the arts, that you don't need to have a journalism major or a dance major in order to break into those careers if you're good. The minor would be sufficient, so maybe you don't need to incur the extra expense in school years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, I hope one day to be one of your interns. So look out for it.
Okay. Go to WNYC.org and click on interns.
Oh, I'm already there.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I'm already there.
All right. Well, good luck. And Hannah, now you get to ask a question of Megan in Washington, D.C. Megan, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hannah?
Hi, great, thanks. I'm calling because I work for somebody who, he's a man, he's about my age. He's always making comments when I call in sick, and I've only called in sick approximately 1.5 days in the past, you know, year. And every time I take a doctor's appointment, he says things like, oh, you know, you're always sick, do you take vitamins? You know, and he'll ask specific questions about, you know, the purpose and, you know, the reason I'm going to these doctors. And I feel like, you know, I'm entitled to privacy, and I'm also not taking really, you know, any unusual amount of time off. So I'm wondering, you know, how would you address this matter, you know, with your supervisor?
The way I would handle it is maybe next time he's asking, you know, personal questions or reasons why you're sick, I would just say, you know, it's a personal matter. I'm not really comfortable, you know, discussing it in a professional setting, but just know that I'm, you know, careful with the time that I take off, and I, you know, take my work here seriously, but I'd rather not discuss, you know, personal issues like my health in the office, which hopefully is something that your supervisor would respect.
Thank you.
Hannah, I hope that works. It's Advice Roulette. If you're just tuning in, folks, a special Equal Pay Day edition of Advice Roulette in honor of the gender inequities in pay that are being observed or at least spoken about around the country today. Unfortunately, they're being observed. And we're having an Advice Roulette segment for women to ask other women any workplace-related advice questions, 212-433-WNYC. The catch, you have to answer a question from the next caller. That's why it's Advice Roulette, 212-433-9692. And Megan in Washington, you get to ask a question of Carlene in Chicago, as people are calling in from coast to coast, third coast in this case. Hi, Carlene.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. Megan, go ahead.
All right, great. My question is about switching industries when you have transferable skills but not experience in the industry you want to get in. How do you think you can do that, since women are generally hired based on experience and men are hired more often on potential? What do you think is a good way to
Hi, Megan. That's actually a great question. My career is as an executive recruiter, so I have that question asked of me often from people who are looking to change careers. I think the best thing to do is to, number one, really make sure that you have all your ducks in a row and you've done your homework and research on the industry that you want to switch over to, and then also be able to answer the question why. What is it about that industry that you're passionate about? Is it something that is completely different from what you're doing, or is it something that's just a notch ahead? So, for instance, if you were in traditional advertising, you want to go into digital advertising, then that's, you know, that's just a small step, right? And in that case, you know, just making sure that you've either taken additional classes, maybe you volunteered for a nonprofit that could use some, you know, that has a digital capability but needs somebody to help out, and you could mentor under somebody. But all of those things, volunteering working for nonprofits in the career that you want to switch over to, especially if it's something completely different. So you're a lab technician in a hospital, but now you want to, you know, go over to fashion. Well, that's going to be something that will take a little bit more time. You might want to take some classes at FIT or at a school that, you know, is specializes in the industry. So that would be my advice. Number one, do your research, do your homework on what it is that you want to do. Number two, the skills that you feel are transferable. I would make sure that you know how they're transferable to the new industry. And number three, just, you know, perhaps, you know, make sure you know what you
want. Wow, Carlene, you're good at this. You should do this for a living.
I do.
Oh, you do. A ringer calling in to help raise the empathy level of the entire show. Megan, thank you very much. Good luck out there. And Carlene, because no good deed goes unpunished, we only have a minute left in the show. So your question is not going to go to another listener because we won't have time for the answer. But put it out there, and we're going to invite all our listeners to post an answer for you, some advice for you on our website, okay? So what's your question?
Yeah, so my question is this, you know, how do you change the perception of who you are as a coworker in your career? Say you've been in a career for 3 years. Your first year you made a big major mistake, just say, or that you came in as one person and through growth, you know, perhaps you came in very bubbly because you were right out of school. And then after 3 years, you know personally you've changed, but your coworkers aren't seeing that change. So how do you change the perception of who you are in order to advance your career when you know that you've experienced some personal growth?
Yeah, that's a tough one for so many people and so many jobs. You get pigeonholed as whatever it was you were doing, right? If you came in as that intern, they're not going to see you easily as that qualified professional, even after you've interned for 3 years, which hopefully the company won't let you do. But Carlene, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for calling and taking part in this Equal Pay Day edition of Advice Roulette. And folks, you heard Carlene's question about changing the perception of you after you've grown, but other people don't realize it. Give her some advice. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show.